A new government report says that the temperatures in the contiguous United States last year were the hottest in more than a century of record keeping. Although this was not true in the major peanut belt, the drought that ravaged the corn and soybean crops in the Midwest and spurred record prices may persist. Forecasters said this week that the Midwest drought is threatening a recovery in production this year that needed to bolster global inventories. One official said it sure looks like drought is going to be a major feature going into the planting season, or at least at spring. U.S. corn production, they said, fell 13% to 272 million metric tons last year, the lowest since 2006-07, according to USDA. The soybean harvest fell 4% to 80.9 million tons, and they said global corn stocks now has dropped 13.6%, and that may help us a little bit next year on the corn prices for food, ethanol, and livestock feed. That's the lowest ratio since 1974. USDA says half the country is still in this drought. Other evidence of the drought is the barge operators on the Mississippi River. They say it's the worst drought in 80 years that they've seen, and it may put at risk gains from emergency dredging and rock removal aimed at keeping the nation's busiest waterway open for at least another month. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.